whom the ends of the world are come. Therefore, take heed that what happened to them does not happen to you. Got that? That was the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of Out of Egypt, A Prophetic Call to the End Time Church. You're going to get the $17 or more to Save America Ministries, $16 to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith, my good friend, to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Remember, we walk by faith, not by sight.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of the next hour of Randy Thomason. I've known Randy for, probably close to 15 years. He's a political activist here in California, trying to simply bring out the issues that are certainly destroying the moral fabric of our society. And there is a more organized, orchestrated effort to destroy morality in America, because, of course, if you can get a nation to turn against God, then God will eventually turn against that nation. Randy, thanks so much for being with us. Randy, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege to be on your show to talk to you, my friend, and to explain some things and talk to your listeners.
All right, fine. Well, you just go ahead to sort of you pick up and tell our listeners what you do and what the major problems are that you see in California and really across our nation today.
Well, SaveCalifornia.com, that's what I operate, SaveCalifornia.com. We stand up for God's values in the public square, in the media, in the government, moral values for the common good, because there is a best path for children that's healthy, that is natural, that is helpful to families, and children do best with a married father and married mother all under the same roof, and that is really incontrovertible. It is the ideal, and it is a reality that everybody can pursue if they will see it as a goal. We stand up for the sanctity of human life, for real education, for financial freedom, parental rights, religious freedom, marriage and family, of course, parental rights. And we do this unapologetically because all these values are proven to be the healthiest and the most beneficial for mankind.
Certainly, I agree with you. Go right ahead.
Yes. Well, right now, we are waiting for a watershed decision on marriage. What is marriage? Should marriage licenses only go to a man and a woman who are married, or should they go to homosexuals? And also, can the government decide whether to define marriage for only a man and a woman, or is that so-called unconstitutional? Two cases at the state U.S. Supreme Court that should come down next week. We thought it might come down today, but it's going to be next week most likely. And the cases are Proposition 8 from California, where two courts of judicial activists struck it down as unconstitutional. I'll explain why that's not even logical in a moment. And then the second case is against the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which was passed by Congress and signed by then-President Bill Clinton in 1996. So those two cases have been found have gone to the U.S. Supreme Court, and that'll be the decisions one way or the other next week.
But I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that the United States Supreme Court is stacked. These people aren't interpreting the Constitution. They have an agenda, and that's why they've been put on there. And basically, of course, they've specifically and intentionally actually divided it so it would make it look like there was some sort of dissension there. But believe me, when they want to get something passed, they do, as they did with the Obamacare Act, when certainly Justice Roberts, and of course the reason he does what he does is because they have certainly a great deal of information he wouldn't want out. And he knows if he didn't, of course, come up with the Obamacare, justifying Obamacare because it's perfectly all right for the government to tax. There's no justification in the Constitution for the federal government mandating health care. Oh, but he said, well, it was a tax, so it was constitutional. The Supreme Court justices are not there looking for justice or doing what's right. We have a political agenda. It's being enacted, and it involves the destruction of the America we know and love.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Stan, and certainly Randy is talking about the fact that the people of the state of California voted to amend the Constitution, suddenly making marriage for between a man and a woman, which meant, of course, you couldn't have gay marriage. Now, basically, you have to understand this is, whole thing is simply an issue. They want to create all sorts of side issues for us. But basically, what they want to do is undermine the very sanctity of marriage, this idea of a man and a woman joining together to have children. We can't stop gays from living together, but to call it marriage. And basically, this whole thing is simply to keep all of the people up in arms. But basically, what they've done is they put their people onto the Supreme Court. They play games. They pretend it's, oh, my goodness, how will the Supreme Court come up with their decision? They'll come up with it because they'll do what they're told to do. And basically, they're not going to go back to the original meaning of our Constitution, the meaning of the words. They have an agenda, and that agenda is to destroy the moral and spiritual fabric of our nation, and they're doing a wonderful job of it. And until people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization, nothing makes sense. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it, read it. And then, of course, read many of the other very excellent books that are out there. Go into the background of how they have altered the structure of our society, removing certainly the basic tenets upon which this great nation was once built. Go right ahead, Randy.
Well, and you know that for people who believe in the Bible, in Romans, it talks about, you know, obey the governing authority. Well, let's make application to the United States of America. The governing authority is not the police. It's not judges. It's not the president. It's not Congress. The governing authority in the United States of America is the printed, written out United States Constitution. That is the top authority. And when people go against that Constitution, they're out of order, even if they call you wrong. And so, really, the test of a good judge is whether they will go with the authority they are under. Will they obey their boss? What is the boss of state judges? It's the state constitution. It's clearly written words and the original intent behind it. What's the boss of federal judges? It's the United States Constitution. It's plainly written words and the original intent behind it. So, with the marriage questions, whether Proposition 8 from California defining marriage licenses for only a man and a woman, or the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which protected the rights, benefits, and licenses of marriage for only a man and one man and one woman in the federal government, the justices on the court, the nine justices, have a simple question before them. And the ruling is also simple when you abide by the written Constitution. And here's how it is. It's simple math. First, marriage is not in the U.S. Constitution. Now, I'm talking about Proposition 8, not DOMA right now. So one, marriage is not in the U.S. Constitution. So right there, we know that this case never should have made it to federal court. But you had a homosexual judge named Von Walker in San Francisco who actually sucked it up, and he wanted to destroy marriage. And that's how it got taken. So one, it should not have been taken because marriage is not in the Constitution. Second, the 14th Amendment, which says equal protection of the laws, in other words, that is not about marriage, but about race. The 14th Amendment was one of three post-Civil War amendments saying that former black slaves shall have the same legal rights as individual free men. And so the 14th Amendment was not about marriage, but it's about race, and it's not about couples, but individuals. You'll notice there's no coupleship right in the 14th Amendment or any other of the amendments. So the 14th Amendment does not apply to Proposition 8. Third, the 10th Amendment recognizes states have powers that are not federal powers and that are not prohibited by the Constitution. So states' rights. We're getting closer now to what the people of California have voted for twice now on marriage. Fourth, the Constitution of the United States of America has Article 4, Section 4, which guarantees a Republican form of government to each state. You don't hear this much, but what is a Republican form of government? Well, James Madison outlined this. It's where a written constitution is the supreme law of the state. You know, it's a government under the laws, the written laws. Well, California has a written constitution. It contains Proposition 8 in Article 1. Therefore, Proposition 8 should be upheld according to the U.S. Constitution and the application thereof.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting how this all fits together for our listeners out there who want to understand the philosophy behind this. It was really laid out about 2,300 or 2,400 years ago, and by a man named Plato. And Plato wrote The Republic, I think probably about 2,360 years ago. And in that, he said democracy doesn't work. Why doesn't democracy work? Why is it a fraud? Why? Because people can be certainly argued into terrible positions, certainly by the use of sophistry, and you make a lot of words, and you come up with fallacious arguments. And of course, he uses as the example the execution of Socrates, and Socrates was put on trial, and they argued, the sophists argued, and came up with all sorts of explanations why Socrates should be executed, and Socrates was executed. And Plato said, look, I mean, there was no reason to do that. It was all fallacious. That's why democracy doesn't work. And what we really need, of course, is a so-called righteous leader, well, dictator, who will do exactly the right things all the time. And that really is, of course, what the people are really running our society really want, except they don't have a moral foundation. They want to create a wonderful utopia, but under their rule, and if they have to kill, murder, assassinate, create wars and revolutions, they'll go ahead and do that. But their altruistic goal is this wonderful platonic society. They know exactly what they're doing. And Plato was right. Certainly, democracy doesn't work. That's why our founding fathers very wisely created a republic, where the power of the federal government was to be limited and men could be free. That was the beauty of our system. And basically, this people don't understand. America was great because America was good and the power of the federal government was limited. And matters dealing with life, liberty, and property and morality were taken care of at the state and the local level, not by the federal government. Well, we've gotten a long way from that because there are people who want a dictatorship in America, and the Supreme Court is one of the major forces moving us in that direction. You go right ahead, Randy.
Well, tyrants, think of tyrants, whether it's Joseph Stalin in Russia or Pol Pot in Cambodia or Mao Zedong in China. The first thing they do is they get rid of educated people, and they get rid of the church, the Bible as a standard. And they get rid of thought, and they actually change the meaning of words. And so most people in America now have changed the meaning of the word right. What is a civil right? Most people can't answer that question. But is homosexuality a civil right? Actually, it is not, and I'll tell you why. Because civil rights was created in United States law in 1964 with the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Remember this? Remember Martin Luther King Jr. marching and so forth, the Selma marches and so forth? Remember LBJ? So this was the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And it defined what a minority is. You actually have to political powerlessness, and you have to have an immutable characteristic. Well, look, there's no so-called gay gene that's ever been discovered. Homosexuality has no biological basis. It's environmentally brought on to a person. And you do not have unchangeability. You actually have changeability, where there are thousands and thousands of former homosexuals who have left that activity behind for good and have their own families. They've married the opposite sex. They've produced natural children. They are no longer. They are former homosexuals. And then political powerlessness. Actually, Judge John Roberts, who is wrong on Obamacare, he's seems to be very right on this. He said in March, when the arguments over the Defense of Marriage Act, he said that that homosexuals aren't politically powerless. Therefore, they don't qualify for, quote, suspect class or qualify as a minority. Now, those aren't his exact words, but it's the gist of it, that you cannot achieve a civil right when you do not qualify for it, and homosexuality does not qualify for a a civil right. To understand this better, in the United States of America, everybody has the same legal right if you're an adult and not a felon and you're a citizen. But, you know, do I have the right to live where I want to? Well, I have the opportunity. I have to satisfy the qualifications. If I can purchase the property, if the property is up for sale, etc. Yeah, so there are conditions for my right to be exercised. Do I have a civil right to live anywhere I want? No, because a civil right is backed up with the guns of the government, the strongest power of the government. We're talking FBI. We're talking federal marshals. We're talking whatever is a civil right, the guns of the government will back it up. And so we've got to understand there's just a few things that are civil rights, and homosexuality does not qualify for it.
Well, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment on this subject, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Randy Thomason, who's been on the front lines of this battle for a good long while, trying, of course, to mobilize the people to get them to understand that if we're not involved, then we lose. Believe me, the homosexuals are involved, the radicals are involved, and those who want to destroy the moral fabric of our society are involved. They know what they're doing, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. If you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. We'll be back in just a moment with Randy Thomason.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and give back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you said. Being free of diseases, free of well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And this is a
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Randy. Our guest is Randy Thomason. If you're out there in the audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, because we're talking about the Supreme Court's effort to undermine the sanctity of marriage, and I'm sure the Supreme Court is going to find that basically the constitutional amendment that was passed here in the state of California at great expense and great effort is unconstitutional. It doesn't matter what the people want or how the people vote. Why there are people who want to say, Sydney, why the right of gay people to marriage is a constitutional right. There's nothing in the Constitution that would suggest that certainly gay people can marry. If states want to legalize it, fine. If they don't want to legalize it and say it's illegal, fine. That should be the decision of the state. It has nothing to do with the Supreme Court. But you see, there are people on that Supreme Court whose loyalty is not to America, but to the destruction of the very fabric, the moral and religious fabric of our society. And homosexuality is a direct attack, certainly, on the moral and religious fabric of our society. Go right ahead, Randy. And if you're out there in the audience, you agree or disagree, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Go ahead, Randy.
Before we continue our biological explanation of facts, let me go back to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's sad to me as an American. I'm younger than you, and you are greatly sad about this too, and God is sad about it. We have a dictatorship in the U.S. Supreme Court. We can't have kings, according to the U.S. Constitution. But look at what the situation is. You've got four justices that lean toward the Constitution and four justices that almost all the time go against the written Constitution. And you've got a man in the middle named Anthony Kennedy, and he believes in homosexuality, but he seems to be a traditionalist on marriage. What is going on here? You've got a new king in America.
But it has nothing to do with what he believes. It's the Constitution. And that's
right,
what it's all
right.
about, is the interpretation of the Constitution. But you see, this has nothing to do with the Constitution. Those people were put on the court because they had their preconceived notions, and they would go along with the destruction of the essence of our Constitution. Go right ahead.
Well, look, if you're a constitutional president, I mean, look, Ronald Reagan put Anthony Kennedy on the U.S. Supreme Court after Bork was so terribly, a great constitutional judge, horribly politically assassinated. And, if I'm a constitutional president, I'm going to tell every candidate for federal court, I'm going to say, look, I need you to provide evidence that you believe only in the plainly written words of the Constitution. That's only what you're going to go with. And if you're not sure what those plain words mean, you're going to only go to the written legislative record. You're not going to rely upon modern judges who go with ideology. It's a mess politically. But here's something that we can't see. We can't control the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, these decisions are already written. They're just yet to be published. We can, however, decide what we're going to believe. We're going to believe the truth rather than a lie, and we're going to speak truth to our neighbors instead of being simply silent and being part of the problem, as Dr. Stan said. So there's some questions we should ask and answers that show that marriage is only for a man and a woman. Here are the questions again. How are we born, either male or female? How are we conceived? Through a man and a woman. That's an incontrovertible fact. You need something from a man and something from a woman in order to achieve human conception. Question, what's real sex between a man and a woman? It's called coitus, and it's a technical term, but it is the only thing that can be achieved between a man and a woman sexually. What's the safest sex? Well, a married husband and wife with fidelity. That's clean sex. Avoid anal sex because that's inherently dirty, but and spreads diseases. But the safest sex is a husband and a wife with fidelity. That's safe sex.
Well, unfortunately, America and American morality are under attack today. If you have that in the listening audience, you have strong feelings on this one way or the other. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But when you understand that certainly there's an effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and the reason for that is because, of course, they know that God will bring his judgment on this nation, the people who are behind this. This is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and until we recognize that, we recognize that some people say exactly what we want to hear, and then do exactly the opposite. We can't understand what's going on.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Randy Thomason. And Randy, simply, we have James calling from South Carolina, was asking, certainly, are there any state laws that would certainly restrict marriage? And basically, Randy was saying there probably were some strict laws before In the past, it might have limited interracial marriages, but all those things have gone by the wayside. And basically, of course, marriage, though, is an issue. It is a state issue. It is not a federal issue. The reason that this has gone to the federal court is because there, suddenly, instead of having to influence all 50 states, we're simply by they control. And when I say they, I mean the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the United States Supreme Court. It has for well over half a century. And basically, they use this to push their agenda, their anti-Christian, anti-moral agenda. So, James, did you have another question before we let you go?
That's a good response. Thank you, Roxanne.
God bless. Okay. Yeah. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But before we go on, Randy, I want you to get information out about your ministry, how people can get in touch with you and follow what you are doing.
Thank you. Just visit our website. Just write this down. SaveCalifornia.com. S-A-V-E, California.com. And you can sign up for email, Facebook, Twitter, get on our mailing list if you like, but email is a great thing that we feed to Dr. Stan, and so he keeps up to date. But, you know, you need to not trust the mainstream media. You need to listen to this show, and you need to be on a couple lists that inform you of what's going on. And even if you live outside of California, we talk about things that influence families and affect our culture. As California goes, so goes the nation, and we have learned how to fight. We have to stop being silent, and we have to talk truth, and we have to give evidence. Evidence and logic is how we change minds. Even for a person coming to faith in the Lord, they need evidence and they need logic. Why should I believe anything? So the why has to come before the what.
Okay, fine. Very well said. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, why, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And, of course, one of the big issues now is going to be, what is the Supreme Court going to say about whether or not California, the citizens of California, have a right to outlaw or prevent gay marriage? Gay people want to live together? That's fine. Why do they want to call it marriage? They can certainly come up with all the other issues. They can share their wealth. They can sign agreements so that they will share, you know, one another's and look after one another as long as they live. But they don't want that. They want to undermine this whole concept of marriage. This is what it's about. Yeah. It is about the distortion and the destruction of conventional civilization. Civilization is under attack with this issue. They know that. The average individual doesn't. And they think this has something to do with the Constitution. Has nothing to do with the Constitution, because the Constitution has nothing to do with marriage. And marriage, certainly between homosexuals, is in no way a civil right. Go ahead, Randy.
Yes. I mean, look, it's really all about the children, because children are going to be affected by role models. Are children going to aspire toward marriage as between a man and a woman, or are they going to aspire to homosexual marriages between two men or two women or even more people? There's a benefit to marriage between a man and a woman. It's safe sex. Homosexual sex is not safe. There are many more sexually transmitted diseases among homosexuals. What's best for children? Well, children raised by a married father and mother under the same roof are actually doing better in mostly all areas compared to children that are either fatherless, or what about children that are raised by two men or two women? There was a study in 2001 by USC. It was a study of studies, actually, of homosexual, quote, parenting studies, and the upshot was this. Children are receiving different outcomes. There are different outcomes for children raised in homosexual environments. They have their gender identity changed. The girls of lesbian mommies are much more aggressive. They're not as feminine. The boys of lesbian mommies are much less masculine. Both children experiment with homosexuality at a much higher rate than children raised by a married mother and father. So you see the warping of children's sexual identities when they're raised in a homosexual environment. Again, it's all about role models. Your values are caught more than they're taught. And so the environment in which you're raised is going to teach you your standard. And so, I know of people who entered homosexuality at a young age, and they have HIV today. They have horrible diseases. Others who have died. And again, this is not a good thing. So even from a mere health standpoint, we should say homosexuality is something that we should not promote. It is a behavior. It is not biology. You're not born this way. And it has a host of problems for individuals, families, and societies, and for the constitutional rights of people who disagree.
Well, I think that, Chris, one of the big issues you've just hit upon, there is a population control agenda out there. There really are people who believe that people who are there are too many people in the world. Now, if you read their publications, which I have for many years, they will tell you that they have a whole slew of things they're going to do to limit the population. And one of them was, of course, to encourage homosexuality. Why did they want to encourage homosexuality? Well, first of all, because homosexuals do not reproduce, at least not ordinarily. But secondly, because they die so much younger. They die about 20 years younger. One in every three lesbians will get breast carcinoma, but they specifically don't tell the lesbians that. They don't want them to know the dangers. They don't want the homosexuals to know that they're going to die at a younger age. This is a genocidal program, because there really are evil and wicked people out there. And it's so hard for people to believe that anything could be that distorted. But this is the world we live in today, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Well,
humanity, Christianity are under attack today to destroy God's highest creation, that is human being. And they're doing a pretty good job of it, because the church is not speaking out and the ministers are not explaining to people what the population control agenda is and how it is being implemented at every level. And of course, how they've taken over our Supreme Courts, and they've taken over courts all across America. But still, the vast majority of our people are good people who understand what's going on, but they don't understand certainly the intricacies of this diabolical effort to destroy humanity.
Yeah.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Randy.
Yeah, look, we have absolute standards in society when it comes to things like technology. My phone is not working. I'm going to go back to the people who made it or sold it to me. You know, they're wrong. This computer is not functional. Bad computer, or, you know, my technician is bad. Or my bank didn't give me the right amount back. Bad bank. Oh, I was overcharged here. Bad store. This cop pulled me over and I was not guilty. Bad cop. You know, we apply these standards and we say there's absolute truth in the situation. Well, look, use logic and use that standard. There is absolute truth about marriage and about sexuality. A plumber will understand that there's a difference between male and female, and they will actually use the word marry in order to describe the two parts, male and female, fitting together. So a plumber knows this. We should not forget it. Look, again, if you stand naked in front of a mirror, you can see the equipment that God has given you. If you're a man, if you're a woman, you have very different equipment. Again, how do babies get here? They get something from a man, something from a woman that combines. It's called the miracle of conception, and that's procreation. We have to look at what is healthy for society. Would you recommend a cell phone that didn't work well, or a cell phone service that was overpriced? No, you wouldn't. Would you recommend a computer that was unstable? Would you recommend food that you knew was harmful to people and you actually cared about people's health? No, you wouldn't. So, again, we want to recommend marriage between a man and a woman to the next generation. We want to discourage the next generation from experimenting with homosexuality, bisexuality, transsexuality, and also, that's cross-dressing, and also sex outside of marriage. There are too many teenagers having sexual encounters, and it could be from outer course to just anything short of actual intercourse, but they still pick up diseases. I mean, human papillomavirus, HPV, is the main cause of cervical cancer in women, and that is passed skin to skin. For example, we are destroying children and the next generation by turning them away from an identity as a pure, innocent human being with self-responsibility, and they are instead being told to follow their passion, and it's leading them into a whole host of physical and emotional problems. Look at what was on the Drudge Report today. 70% of Americans are on prescription drugs, and the younger generation is on painkillers. I thought painkillers were for people who were older who had more problems. Dr. Stan, I mean, this is called self-drugging of the brain. When people are depressed, they're looking for a solution. And look, a nation that has turned their back on God and does not pray when they're stressed out is going to do something else, and we're drugging our youth. And we're drugging them with lies as well, which is why they're going into sexual escapades, which hurt them.
I agree with you totally. We've got a real problem in America. And it's being actually encouraged by our educational system. It's being encouraged by our entertainment system. Everything is done to make people believe that homosexuality is perfectly normal and funny. And they call it gay, and believe me, it isn't. That you talk to homosexuals, as I have. You certainly who are in the lifestyle, and they'd love to get out of it. Many of them would. They don't want to be homosexuals, but they're trapped in it emotionally. And basically, there are ways to get out, but the only way I really know to get out for certain is to have a personal relationship with our Lord. And the people who've actually done that, it's transformed their lives, whether they're women, whether they're men. But God can lead you out, but you have to ask Him and rely upon Him for the strength to do it. Otherwise, the people don't have strength. I remember this one woman, was a patient of mine. She was a brilliant woman. She was a professor. And, you know, then she finally came and broke down and told me about just how miserable she was. And here she was in her 50s. And she says, you have no idea what it's like having to go into a gay bar hoping you're going to be able to pick somebody up. And as you're becoming less and less attractive, why, nobody really wants to spend any time with you. And she said, I would do anything. And she said, she said, I went to a psychiatrist. I even tried to have an affair with my psychiatrist, hoping that maybe I could get out of the lesbian lifestyle, but it just didn't work out. And my heart went out to her. She was a nice person, a very brilliant individual, but trapped in a lifestyle, the lifestyle that is being actively encouraged by our educational system today. Go right ahead, Randy.
Oh, there's stories after stories. I had a man, a good friend. He died of AIDS. He got homosexuality because he had a very bad relationship with his father. He was seeking the acceptance of other young men. He went to a bookstore full of perverse stuff, and he caught AIDS through a hole in the wall. I'm thinking as well about a young man in his 20s who was called a sissy by his father because he didn't want to go hunting. And then he was molested by a camp counselor. And then now he has AIDS, and he has his homosexual partner. They both have AIDS. They're going to die a young life. And it's just very, very sad. And I want to quote, just for those of you who really want truth, homosexual researcher Simon LeVay, on his search for the gay gene, he made a lot of news in the late 80s when he was saying, I'm going to find the gay gene. I'm going to find it. And so that got the news. And there are people today who think that there's a, quote, gay gene because they heard the news about the search for it. Well, let me tell you what was not reported very well. An interview with Simon LeVay called Sex in the Brain, Discover Magazine, March 1994, LeVay said, it is important to stress what I didn't find. I did not prove that homosexuality is genetic or find a genetic cause for being gay. I didn't show that gay men are, quote, born that way, the most common mistake people make in interpreting my work, nor did I locate a gay center in the brain, end quote. Look, you can either research this, but you can think about logic as well. You inherit your race or ethnicity, but homosexuality is not inherited. If it were, every child in the family would be homosexual. And you inherit your gender from your father. The father gives you the X chromosome to the girl and the Y chromosome to the boy. There are only two genders chromosomally, even if you have more than those chromosomes. If you have the Y chromosome, you're male. We have to understand nature and health and rights. We haven't even talked about how homosexual rights are trampling religious freedom, free speech, and constitutional rights, but that's the war about science and truth and reality versus delusion, just as you say.
Well, we're certainly in a very, very difficult position today. America is the most powerful nation, the most prosperous nation in the world, but America has turned against God, and I fear that God is going to turn against America. It's only a matter of time before disaster comes to this country, because the good people are not doing anything, because our ministers have not spoken out on these issues, and if they do, they're afraid to really go into a great deal of detail for fear they'll offend people. We can't worry about how people feel. We have to do what's right. Because, of course, a minister is answerable not to his congregation, but to God. And I look upon that as certainly the situation I'm in. So sometimes maybe we're a little outspoken. But I'm outspoken because these are important issues. Our guest is Randy Thomason. Again, Randy, how can they get in touch with you?
Reach us at SaveCalifornia.com.
SaveCalifornia.com.
Right. And as Jesus said in Matthew 19, that the Creator made them male and female. That's where genders are defined. And science backs that up, and health backs that up. We need a republic that backs that up as well. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for backing up truth and talking about it.
Okay, hang on there for just a moment. Our guest is Randy Thomason, and we'll be back in just a few minutes to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sell. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoyed the conversation with Randy Thomason. He's certainly a courageous young man who's on the front lines of this battle and doing the best that he can to draw people's attention to what the real issues are. And the real issues are, ladies and gentlemen, our Supreme Court's been taken over by dark and sinister spiritual forces. It's all a game to entertain you, but the truth of the matter is the decisions are not necessarily made by our Supreme Court justices. They're made by the people who control the Supreme Court justices. And unfortunately, America is not run the way you think it is. We have a small group, the North American chapter, the Trilateral Commission. And certainly between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership of that organization, whether they be Republican or Democrats. And if that's true, why doesn't anybody ever tell you? And the reason they don't tell you is because the media is controlled and people are either don't know or they're afraid to speak out. Well, perhaps if fools rush in where angels fear to tread, but we try to get you to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological and cultural and certainly financial and educational battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read the 4-CD set by Father Malachi Martin. It's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. You need, of course, to get certainly my interview on the world. It's a talk I gave on the world revolution. There you'll see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, a billionaire who's kind enough to invite me to his home in Palm Beach, Florida. And he was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time. We brought Fidel Castro to power, and we knew he was a communist. It wasn't that he fooled us any more than we have no idea that the leaders of China today are dedicated communists, and the leaders of Russia are dedicated communists. And they knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and he will tell you that, and you'll hear him saying that. Then why did we install Fidel Castro? Because you have to have an enemy to keep people's minds occupied. And that's so a great deal of what this whole issue on gay marriage is about. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the world is ruled by far different people than you imagine. We have a DVD called The Desperate Deception, where you'll actually hear certainly me talking about, and then you'll about my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee. And then you can actually hear Norman Dodd as we talk to him about the Reese Committee investigation of the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford. And he just lays it right out, Sydney. Basically, the purpose of our great tax-exempt foundations was to push the Marxist philosophy and destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life. That's what the foundations were doing back in 1953 and 1954, and that's what they're doing today. They finance the universities, of course, and basically this is why the universities are as liberal as they are. But the average individual doesn't understand how the power structure works. And then, of course, you need to get the information we have on the secret government. We have a 4-tape, 4-CD set. We'll actually hear an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, a professor who taught at Princeton and Yale and Georgetown University, as he talks about the secret society that created the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the invisible government of the United States today. Now, this interview was about 1976, before Professor Quigley died, but I said you can get the 4-CD set or four tape set on the secret government. It's very important that you have this information. And then we have the secret government special. You'll get a number of CD sets and tape sets that will help you better to understand what's going on today. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, if you're in a position to help us financially, we can certainly use your help to maintain our network of stations. Please pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They have to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of, and I believe he's a doctor, Dr. Gordon Klingensmith. Am I correct, Dr. Klingensmith?
Yes, sir. This is Dr. Gordon James Klingensmith.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to you, but when I heard your subject, I said, I want to get that person on my radio program, so you go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much. Many of your listeners may have heard me on other radio shows. I was a chaplain in the Navy in 2006 when the Navy punished me for praying in Jesus' name in uniform outside of Sunday chapel. And I was later vindicated by Congress, who changed the law and said it's okay for chaplains to pray in Jesus' name. So we changed the law. It was a great victory, but unfortunately that victory cost me my career.
Well, basically, of course, today, can a chaplain, a Christian chaplain, pray in the name of Jesus Christ in the military, or will they be endangering their career if they do?
Well, on paper, they have that freedom now that the bad policy has been rescinded by an act of Congress. No other chaplain will be punished under the policy that I was punished for, but paper liberty is only as good as the people who enforce the law. So we are thankful for the victory of the American people. I had an 85% public approval rating during my controversy. 300,000 Americans, maybe many of your listeners, actually petitioned Congress to defend free speech and defend the First Amendment, which ultimately they did by overruling what I believe are the domestic enemies of the Constitution, who said that Jesus is an illegal word. It should be banned by the government as illegal speech. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. And when Congress reversed the policy, they did restore freedom for chaplains to pray in Jesus' name.
But of course, basically, you certainly are, well, it will not be looked upon kindly, I suppose, which would endanger the possibility of promoting. If the chaplains today were to pray in Jesus' name, or are the chaplains praying in Jesus' name today?
Well, many of them are, I believe, but there is still a lot of pressure because it seems like the easily offended complainers will try to censor the religious speech of a chaplain. And there are threats, and many other chaplains are under fire. I am certainly not the only one. In fact, 65 chaplains are still suing the Navy. Evangelical chaplains, if you're Baptist or Pentecostal, if you pray in Jesus' name outside of chapel, then you don't get promoted in the Navy. And that's why there's a class action lawsuit now for religious discrimination against evangelical Christians who pray and preach in Jesus' name.
Well, now, were you forced out of the Navy at the time?
Yes. Oh. I was honorably discharged in 2007. I lost a 16-year career. I lost $1 million pension. My wife and I were evicted from our home on the Navy base. And people ask me, "Chaps, that's a great price to pay, but was it worth it? Would you do it all over again?" And what do you think I tell them?
Well, I hope that you would tell them that you would, because of course this is an important moral issue, and I believe it's so important that people understand that there really are people in the military who hate Jesus Christ. There are people at every level of our government that hate Jesus Christ. There are people at the highest levels of our court system that hate Jesus Christ. And until we understand that we're really involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, so much of what's going on today really doesn't make sense. That battle is being waged today without the knowledge or understanding of the vast majority of American people. Well, Doctor, you go right ahead with your story.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your invitation, sir, to be on your show. And I appreciate, of course, the opportunity not just to share my faith, but to defend religious freedom and maybe activate some of your listeners tonight who can help us defend free speech for other chaplains. We are now trying to pass legislation. In fact, we're petitioning Congress at our website. Our website is prayinjesusname.org. Again, that's prayinjesusname.org. And we are sending petitions by fax machine to hundreds of senators, and we've sent now in the last 5 years over 4 million petitions by fax machine to defend pro-life issues, pro-marriage, pro-Jesus, and even pro-Israel. When I was a chaplain in the Navy, I defended all of my sailors' freedom of religion, even if I didn't agree with what their beliefs were. For example, I defended my Jewish sailors' right to eat kosher food. I defended my Muslim sailors' right to pray to Allah, even on the ship's microphone. But when it was my turn, my commanding officer broke the law and actually punished me in writing 3 times for quoting the Bible in chapel during optionally attended Christian worship services. You know, the chapel, that building with the cross on top?
Sure. But basically, now what year was that? Was this what, in the early 2000s?
Well, that was in 2004 when I preached a sermon in the chapel at Naval Station Norfolk in Norfolk, Virginia. And I quoted the Bible in my sermon in the chapel building, and it was optional attendance. Nobody had to come. But if they walk into the chapel, you might expect to hear the chaplain quote the Bible. And that's what I did. I quoted John 3:36. Well, this is a very controversial scripture in your Bible, and it's caused a stir and ultimately got me fired, because I said what the Bible says. I said, Jesus is the way to heaven. If anyone believes in the Son, he has eternal life. If anyone does not believe in Jesus, he does not have eternal life, for God's wrath remains upon him. Well, my commanding officer rolled his eyes and called me into his office on Monday morning. He said, Chaplain, I heard you say that Jesus is the way to heaven. Well, I've never accepted Jesus as my Savior, so are you telling me that I'm going to hell? Now, that's a tough question to answer to your commanding officer when he asks you directly. And I said, "Forgive me, sir. I never mentioned your name in my sermon. I was never
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment." Well, this is Dr. Stan. And, of course, our guest is Dr. Klingensmith, and he has just lost his position in the military as a chaplain, as a Navy chaplain, because, of course, he quoted from the scriptures. And basically, he gave a sermon in which he had said that Jesus is the way to heaven, and the only way, in essence, it's really the only way to get to heaven. And his certainly his commander was offended by that and called him in. And why don't you pick up the story? You go to the office, and basically your commander says, "Does this mean, since I do not accept Jesus, that I'm going to hell?" What transpired after that?
Well, I asked him, of course, if maybe when he was listening to my sermon that he applied the scriptures to his own soul and found himself lacking in salvation. I said, "I know how to help you, Captain. Let's pray together, and you can give your life to Christ." But he said, "No, no, Chaplain, you don't understand. I have consulted some liberal chaplains who advised me to punish you in writing," and he did that in writing. He punished me 3 times for quoting the Bible in chapel for that one sermon. He downgraded my evaluation, gave me a letter of instruction. Finally, he told the Navy board, "Don't renew Chaplain Klingensmith's contract. Kick him out of the Navy," because he overemphasized his own faith system in his sermons and in his prayers. Well, now I was facing termination of my career. I had an award-winning career up to that point. It was spotless. In fact, I was recommended early for promotion when I was an Air Force missile officer and intelligence officer, and then I became actually volunteered for a demotion to become a Navy chaplain. When I became a Navy chaplain, my programs and my sailors won 6 awards for community service, including Best in the Navy. So I was very eager to lead my sailors in ministry, and we fed homeless people every Friday. We would cook their food. We won many awards, and I had a glowing set of evaluations until my commander punished me for quoting the Bible in chapel. Well, that was the beginning of the end of my career, really. They not only downgraded my evaluation, but told the Navy board, "Don't renew his contract." So here I was facing, they were not going to renew my contract after the 3-year point in the Navy, and so I had to take some dramatic action.
Well, what happened now? Were you able to get to stay in the Navy for a time after that or not?
Yes, because I drew public attention to this. I became a whistleblower. I began posting the documents on my website and talking to the media. In fact, I ended up doing a hunger strike in front of the White House. I went without food for 18 days. I lost 14 pounds. I drank water only day and night. But the newspapers told the world of the chaplain who was punished for quoting the Bible in chapel. I was on the front page of the New York Times, front page of the Washington Times, front page of the Washington Post. And with all of that publicity, 75 congressmen took up my cause and wrote to the president on my behalf. And the Navy brass backpedaled and surrendered. And they renewed my contract for 3 more years. So I ended my hunger strike. I went back to work. And do you think those admirals and those senior chaplains were happy to see me back at work?
Were you able to complete your 20 years and then in the Navy?
Well, no. Unfortunately, at that point, I had about 15 years in the Navy. And just a few months later, these admirals and senior chaplains who were very angry with me, they wrote a bad policy. They actually got it signed by the Secretary of the Navy, Donald C. Winter. This is in 2006. And this bad policy, Secretary of the Navy Instruction 1730.7C, required that chaplains have to pray non-sectarian prayers if they're outside of chapel. Well, non-sectarian is just a code word for no Jesus. Don't pray in Jesus' name. Jesus is an illegal word. And this policy essentially empowered commanding officers to punish chaplains if they dared to pray in Jesus' name. Well, by this time, I was no longer on the ship. I was working at a shore command, and I read this policy and I said, listen, if they're going to punish chaplains who use the word Jesus in their prayers, then I want to be the first. I volunteered to violate that bad policy. And so I called a press conference in front of the White House again on a Thursday morning. I wore my full dress uniform and I prayed in Jesus' name on national television. And this violated the bad prayer policy. And so I went back to work and I said, listen, I broke your policy. You have to do something. And they tried to punish me quietly with a piece of paper in my record. I said, no, I demand my legal right to a court martial. So it went to a trial. And I can tell you about the trial.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. So now this is September of 2006, and it goes into a courtroom. It's just like a Navy trial in that movie with Jack Nicholson. You remember, you can't handle the truth. But in this case, the truth was Jesus Christ. And the judge and the jury and the prosecutor, and I was on defense for my faith, we all had a discussion. And the judge had to decide, what does the law say? Did I violate what they call a lawful order? Or does the law actually protect a chaplain's right and his First Amendment rights to pray and preach in Jesus' name? Well, he read the uniform regulations and disregarded those because the Navy uniform regulation 6405 says chaplains have the option to wear their uniform during any act of public worship. But instead, he ignored that. He enforced the bad prayer policy, 1730.7c, and he wrote in his opinion that I violated a lawful order that public worship is only safe inside of Sunday chapel. That since I prayed on a Thursday morning outside of the White House, I was not engaged in public worship. Instead, I might be worshiping in public. And worshiping in public is not protected by federal law, can be punished as a misdemeanor crime if you do that in uniform, guilty of worshiping in public in your uniform, praying in Jesus' name outside of chapel, and violating lawful orders.
So then they actually, did they then force you out of the military at that point?
Yes, they did. Unfortunately, it took another 4 months, but I was involuntarily discharged from the Navy. I received an honorable discharge, but it was not my preference, and I lost a 16-year career. I lost a $1 million pension. My wife and I were evicted from our home. But the good news is this. It caused a revival across America. My story ran in 500 newspapers. It was, again, reported in all the major talk shows and all the front pages. And thanks be to God, America rose up with me. I had an 85% public approval rating. I'm not sure if I mentioned 300,000 Americans signed a petition to Congress for Jesus Christ and for free speech for chaplains. So there was a great victory because Congress vindicated my stand and Congress rebuked the Navy and reversed the bad policy.
Well, now, basically, so then, how do you make, how do you live today? I mean, do you have a job? Do you have a ministry? Do you have a church? How are you able to survive after, you know, certainly giving up your military pension intentionally because you knew it was going to happen? You knew that they were not going to let you get away with that. These people have a different agenda. So how are you able to manage you and your wife at the present time?
Well, that's a great question. The Lord provides, and I now have a full-time Christian ministry, the Pray in Jesus Name Project, which I lead, and our website is prayinjesusname.org. And I defend other people who are punished if they pray in Jesus' name. In fact, we've organized by our petition drives, as I said, about 4 million petitions to Congress in the last 5 years. And we have led rallies to defend other people, pastors or hospital chaplains or police chaplains. And we've changed the law now 13 times, not only in the federal law for military chaplains, but we've changed the law in 12 states where praying in Jesus' name was banned either by a legislature or by a court or some liberal entity who wants to make the word Jesus illegal speech. We go in there and we hold rallies, and people donate, and people sign our petitions, and people join our email list. And through all of that activity, we're able to raise public awareness, and we've changed the law in 12 states. So we've restored freedom for hospital chaplains and police chaplains and military chaplains and even civilian pastors. If they go to a city council meeting or they pray the invocation before a state legislature meeting, then they're allowed now to pray in Jesus' name because our people have petitioned their legislators and they've reversed the Jesus ban.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-244-8927. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And basically, now what is happening in the military? As in, they are certainly military chaplains allowed to pray in public, certainly in the name of Jesus Christ, or will they still come after some of them?
Well, there are instances now, especially in the recent headlines in this year, in fact, this month, where the Pentagon is threatening to court-martial Christian troops if they talk about Jesus and somebody gets offended. So we have to defend free speech, and we're sending new petitions to Congress at our website, prayinjesusname.org.
All right, fine. And so basically, of course, really there is a war against Christianity. This is what people don't understand. There is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. It's not imaginary. It's real. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Dr. Gordon Klinken-Smith, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly as you are on the front lines of this very real battle, it's not an imaginary battle, this thing is well coordinated. Certainly, you must certainly realize that you are opposing some of the most powerful people in this country today.
Well, yes. In fact, one of the battles we're fighting now at prayinjesusname.org is against the National Security Agency. We just reported and we called for the impeachment of a federal judge, Roger Vinson, who just signed the warrant, an illegal warrant, unconstitutional warrant, that violates everybody's Fourth Amendment rights against search and seizure of your private papers. In fact, Judge Roger Vinson is the one who authorized the National Security Agency, the spy agency, to intercept your telephone calls and seize the records of the Verizon Corporation of millions of Americans who are not otherwise suspected of any crime or any bad activity. That they're violating the Fourth Amendment, which guarantees our privacy, and that no warrant shall be issued except upon probable cause. Well, he issued a warrant without any probable cause against millions of Americans, and this judge is now a domestic enemy of the Constitution and should be impeached by Congress. So if you care about your privacy, if you don't want the U.S. government spying and listening to your telephone calls, then you should sign our petition at prayinjesusname.org. And we will fax that petition to Congress on your behalf.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to William, who's calling us from Attica, Michigan. Hi, William. How are you tonight?
Most excellent.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I just was wondering. I always wanted to be a chaplain in the Navy. I was RPO for my company, 287.
I don't know, but what was your question? William, did you have a question for our guest?
How are you going to maintain?
How are you going to maintain what, William?
Right.
Okay, fine. Well, you'd better call back a little later when you've got the thoughts or better organized. Thank you so much. And basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, this is a spiritual battle. The other side is very well organized. We are the majority, but they really don't care how we feel. These people just have an intense hatred of Christianity. Would you agree with that, Gordon?
Well, some people do, and some people, want to impose state atheism. And so groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation will file frivolous lawsuits around the country to silence people who pray in Jesus' name or demand that the government must silence people. And their interpretation is that the First Amendment bans certain words as illegal speech, like the word Jesus. And if they don't want to hear that word, if they demand freedom from religious speech...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Gordon Klingensmith, and he heads a group that is really intent upon certainly allowing people to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. But there are actually organizations out there that are dedicated to actually preventing the public prayer at all in the mention of Jesus Christ, in my estimation. These people hate Christianity, they hate God, and they're doing everything they can to prevent other people from praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is the battle we've been talking about for so long, which is so vitally important. But Gordon, you go right ahead. You were just saying that there is this group that is doing, seems to be doing everything they can to prevent public prayer. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, and they're not the only ones. There are groups like the Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the Militant Religion Foes Foundation, and the ACLU sometimes files lawsuits or makes empty threats to do so. And my concern is this. Doesn't it remind you of what happened in the Bible in Acts chapter 4 to the disciples of Jesus? If you read in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John were called in front of the Pharisees, and they were given strict orders, you must not preach or teach or anything at all in Jesus' name. But they asked, who are you, Pharisees? Should we obey men or should we obey God? And they disobeyed men and they obeyed God and they kept on preaching and teaching in Jesus' name and they were flogged and punished for their faith. But they rejoiced that they were worthy to share in the suffering of Jesus Christ. So they're inspirational to me. I want to follow their example, and I want to obey God, even if I have to disobey men, and I will continue to pray and preach in Jesus' name.
Well, I think that I admire you for what you're doing, and I think you're on the front lines of this same battle that we are on today here through my ministry, and that is to bring out the fact there really are people who are doing everything they can to undermine the Christianity in America. But, of course, those people will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And if you destroy the religious foundation of this nation, why, you destroy the nation. And I really believe that we're well underway to being destroyed, because it's not only what happens politically, but I believe that God brings judgment upon nations that turn against him. What are your thoughts on that supposition?
Well, God allows humans to have the natural consequences of their own choice to sin. I believe the Bible teaches that God is a God of love, and especially in the New Testament, that God forgives sinners, that Jesus died on the cross to make a way for us to be forgiven of our sins. And because God loves us, he gives us the free will to obey him or disobey him. And of course, it's wise always to obey God. I think it's good for our health, it's good for our wisdom, it's good for our families and our children, if we always obey God's commands. But when we choose to disobey the commands of God, we don't invite God to rule us. Instead, we invite the devil to rule us. And when we are ruled by the devil, we will be tormented with all kinds of trouble and sadness and depression and disease and ultimately sin can lead to death.
I think you're absolutely right. Let's go to Rich, who's calling us from Aromas. Hi, Rich. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. It's always a privilege to speak to you and our radio audience. Reverend, I just had a question. First of all, I want to thank you for having the God's spirit and the guts for standing up for what is right. And I just had a question regarding the Second Amendment, and you're rubbing a lot of elbows with a lot of military and chaplains and stuff. But do you feel that that if this tyrant of a president were to ever try to take away the Second Amendment right, do you think the military would follow that, or would they have enough guts like you to stand up to this tyrant?
Do you have any thoughts on that? That's a little bit off topic, but what are your thoughts on that? Do you think the military would go along with simply repealing the Second Amendment and taking guns away from the people?
Well, I hope not. I know that I swore an oath as an officer to defend the Constitution of the United States against its enemies, foreign and domestic. And personally, when I was in high school, I was the captain of my rifle team. I'm a distinguished marksman expert, according to the NRA, and I wear their badge on my wall very proudly. But beyond my own expertise in marksmanship, I believe that Christians ought to be allowed to defend themselves. Jesus said, for example, if any of you has a tunic, he should sell his shirt and buy a sword. There are times when it's okay for Jesus and for his disciples to defend themselves, and maybe even in the context of his quote, when he said that, he was facing government tyranny and government oppression. And it was okay for his disciples to defend themselves against the Pharisees, against the government, or even the Romans, who would arrest them and put them on trial. So,
Hold that thought.
Okay.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Ritz. Is there anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Well, I think this reverend is right on the money, because we do have the Constitution, and if any government or domestic or foreign try to trample it, I think this man is right. We need to stand together and fight for our families and for our country and for our children and our future. If not, these tyrants will put us underground and put us under their thumb, and we'll be slaves forever.
Amen to that, Rich, and God bless you. Thank you so much, and
you're
100% right. Okay, fine. Let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. And I just want to say to your guest, God bless you, sir, for your courage in standing for what you believe in. God bless you. I really get chills when I think about what you sacrificed for truth. Boy, that's quite a, you deserve a medal for that. Now, I remember you saying that this one commanding officer asked you a question about when you were preaching in Jesus' name, or and I don't remember the exact whole conversation that you had, but to the gist of it, he was saying, well, in other words, if you're telling me, if I don't believe in Jesus, I'm going to hell. You know, a lot of times when I go out witnessing, well, I don't go out. If I'm in a company and, you know, maybe something spiritual will come up, there is such a thing in Scripture, and it would have been the right thing to tell this particular person, because man's greatest enemy is death. And he was asking you, if I didn't believe in Jesus, would I go to hell? You know, would I die and go to hell and not to heaven? Well, the whole crux of Christianity is written right in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Of all the religions of the world and any religious spiritual leader that ever came on the scene, none of them rose from the dead.
Amen to that. So, of course, the thing is that basically, if the minister, if the officer wants to know, well, you just tell him that's what the Bible says. That's not what I say. That's what the Bible says. Anything? Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, no, I just wanted to encourage the pastor that would have been actually the answer to give this particular person.
I think we have a very, 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 very brave guest here. Thanks so much for calling, Joe. Always good to hear from you.
Okay.
Can I respond to the comment also?
Go right ahead.
Hey, I was going to encourage people to sign petitions at faxcongress.com, and I can talk about that after this break.
Okay, why don't you just go right ahead and talk about it now? We're all set. And basically, of course, we're back here. I guess it's certainly, if you'd like to talk to him, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But certainly Gordon is involved in trying to get people to sign petitions. So why don't you certainly tell us about the petition and what people can do about it. Go right ahead.
Sure. Thank you. There are many petitions that we have created on this new affiliate website, which is owned by other people, but we use it quite a bit. It's called faxcongress.com. It's fax, like a fax machine, faxcongress.com. And you can create any petition you want and recruit your friends to sign your petition. Maybe it's about Second Amendment rights, as the one caller said. And when people sign that petition electronically, it's automatically converted into real fax paper on your congressman's desk, and it's delivered instantly, and it's free. And so we encourage people to sign our petition that I created to defend military chaplains who pray in Jesus' name. There is a piece of legislation, H.R. 343, that is being introduced by my friend, Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, to defend a military chaplain's right to pray according to the dictates of the chaplain's conscience. So that's a very important piece of legislation to protect religious expression by chaplains, and people can sign a petition to your congressman for free at faxcongress.com.
So basically, even though it is illegal for the military commanders to punish a chaplain, they still can get into trouble if they do pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Is that where we are today?
Well, there are some unethical commanders who are violating the law. As I said, 65 chaplains are suing the Navy because they could not get promoted if they pray or preach in Jesus' name. So even though on paper we have some protections, we need a stronger law that's very clear, and that's why Congressman Walter Jones is trying to pass H.R. 343. And maybe tomorrow, during business hours, people could call their congressman at 202-225-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard number. Ask for your congressman and call 202-225-3121 and ask them to support and co-sponsor H.R. 343. Otherwise, you can sign that petition right now on the Internet at faxcongress.com.
Well, Gordon, basically, when you were in the military, weren't some of your commanding officers very sympathetic with your position and certainly praising you for what you were doing? This is really the prejudice of the individual commanding officer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, I had an award-winning career for 14 of my 16 years as an officer, and it was really the last 2 years when my one commanding officer on the ship punished me for quoting the Bible in chapel, and then the second commanding officer on the shore punished me for praying in Jesus' name in my uniform outside of chapel. So there was some persecution, and it did get worse toward the end, but the first 14 years of my career were award-winning years, and my sailors won 6 awards for community service, including Best in the Navy, because of my chaplain programs. So I was a good officer. I felt like I understood the military. In fact, because I understood the military so well, because I had been an Air Force intel officer, an Air Force major who worked at a national headquarters, I had changed national policy 3 times as a line officer, I knew how to change the law when I was a Navy chaplain. In this case, I had to go up my chain of command. Well, it just so happened it went so far up that my chain of command ended at Congress, and Congress had to rebuke the Navy and reverse the bad policy. So the only way to get the attention of the Congress, I believe, was to wake up the American people to sign petitions, and that's how we did that. And the way you get people to wake up is to go to the newspapers. So I started doing radio shows. I
started doing media interviews, and sure enough, the people woke up, petitioned Congress, and Congress changed the law.
Okay, well, God bless you for what you did, and let's go to Barbara, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
A little of each. I keep hearing these reports that the military are going to institute atheist chaplains, and I'm wondering, well, first of all, I want to say that you can't be a chaplain. I don't know how you can be a chaplain if you're an atheist, but, you know, if you have heard anything about this and if this is really going to go forward, because they want to do this because they don't want to offend anybody.
Okay, fine. Well, have you heard anything at all about bringing in atheist chaplains? That's sort of like a totally contradictory concept, but it would appear to be that there's certainly people in the military who hate the God of the Bible. What about that? Have you heard about that, Gordon?
I've heard that there are people calling for this to happen. The Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers is led by a man, I think his name was Jason Torpy, if I'm not mistaken, but he was asking for atheists to be allowed to be chaplains, and that's never going to happen, and I'll tell you why. Because in order to become a chaplain, you have to have a formal seminary education from a real religious group. And yeah, they may have a religious philosophy, but they don't have seminaries that can give you an accredited master's degree in atheism. There's nothing to teach. We don't believe in God, so how long are the lectures going to be in the classroom? They're not very long, and they won't be accredited with a master's degree in their topic. If they want secular counseling, they can already have that by going to a psychologist. And there are many groups. Of course, I invited my atheists on the ship to come and explain their views at a Bible study. I invited Wiccans and Muslims and people I do not agree with to teach about their religion to my group on the ship, to the Bible study. And they came, and we had an open discussion. And that's why the military allows lay leaders, if you're a civilian or even a member of the military who is not a chaplain, you can lead your own faith group. All you have to become is a lay leader. But I'm sorry, the atheists will never become chaplains.
Well, basically, they actually have Wicca. I've heard that they have Wicca chaplains. They have people who basically, of course, believe in the occult serving as chaplains. Is that true?
I read that several years ago there was an army chaplain who practiced Wicca or wanted to convert to Wicca after he had been first endorsed as a Christian chaplain. So he changed his religion, and I think they let him serve another year, but then it didn't work out, and he left the army. So I don't think the Wiccans have chaplains right now or people who practice witchcraft, again, because they don't have the educational background or the master's degree in religion, in their religion, because they don't have seminaries that can teach on an accredited basis and give them that. But I do support freedom of religion, and I do support the military's policy of allowing, you know, certified chaplains of many diverse faiths, whether they're Muslim or Jewish or Buddhist or Hindu. We cooperate with members of other faiths. In fact, the job of a chaplain is not to always preach about Jesus, but we are to provide for members of our own religion, facilitate for members of other religions, and care for everybody. And, of course, as a chaplain, I tried to do that for everybody.
How prevalent was the Wicca religion within the military?
Actually, you'd be surprised how fast it's growing. I think since the Harry Potter movies and books have trained a younger generation that, you know, witchcraft is cool or whatever they want to think about that, there has been an increasing number of sailors or people in the military who self-identify as practitioners of the Wiccan religion, but it's still far less than 1% of our military. Just like practicing Muslims are less than 1%, practicing Jews, I think, are less than 2%. The vast majority of our military members are Christian, and I think it's at least a third Catholic, a third evangelical, maybe Baptist or Pentecostal, and then another third liberal Protestant, and there are many Protestant groups, but 85% of Americans in general believe in God or believe in Jesus, and that is also reflected in our people who volunteer to serve in the military, because it's the same reflection of society as a whole.
Barbara, do you have anything else you'd like to ask before we let you go?
No, I just want to say thank you for your thoughts on that, and God bless you for what you're doing, sir.
Thank you, Barbara. Let's go to Jack, who's calling from it. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Whether he is aware of a foundation, I guess it's called, a fellow called a Roman Catholic program I listened to on the weekend, a fellow by the name of Weinstein, who writes a column for one of the major newspapers. It's a religious column. And purportedly, the caller stated that it's called the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, and it purportedly specifically targets Christians in the military from being able to engage in whether it's Bible study or prayerful activity.
Yes, well, basically they were some of the people who came after our guest. Did you have a question for our guest?
I can explain my understanding of Mikey Weinstein and his organization, which I call the Militant Religion Foes Foundation. He has a different name for it. But Mikey has repeatedly sued the military and lost in court. I think every one of his lawsuits reportedly has been thrown out of court because he's a bad lawyer and he doesn't understand the Constitution, which protects freedom of religious expression. It does not protect the easily offended ears of the anti-Christian complainer. And so Mikey finds these complainers, and he files frivolous lawsuits, and they are thrown out of court. This is all my opinion. But it is also sad to me that the military brass listens to him. Because he gets his name in the newspapers, because he makes headlines with his crazy ideas, the military brass sometimes cave in without a fight because they don't want their name in the newspaper, and they just do what he wants, and they ban religious freedom. Well, that's not right. We ought to have religious freedom for people who want to talk about Jesus or people who want to have the same rights that we sacrifice, and sometimes our soldiers die on foreign battlefields to defend for others. If they're willing to sacrifice to defend America's freedom, don't you think our troops ought to have that same religious freedom? Of course they do, and that's why we are opposing Mikey Weinstein and everything that he and his group stands for.
All right, anything else you wanted to say, Eric?
Oh, that's marvelous. I'm so happy to stand. Yes, I wanted to ask Gordon if it's true that the Air Force Academy actually paid $80,000 to add a Stonehenge worship center for pagans, druids, witches, and Wiccans. Did you hear anything about that?
Yes, they did. I am an Air Force Academy graduate. I got married in the chapel building there, and I have not personally seen, but I've seen photographs of the outdoor worship facility, which is really just a bunch of rocks on the side of a hill. But they have apparently a technical sergeant in the Air Force who's trying to invite cadets to come and worship outdoors in some pagan ritual ceremony that celebrates witchcraft. And sadly, I think none of the cadets are interested. I think those meetings are very poorly attended, so it was a waste of $80,000, your taxpayer dollars, trying to recruit cadets into a Wicca sort of religion when they really don't want to attend that. They would rather go to the Protestant chapel or the Catholic chapel and worship Jesus Christ.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much for calling, Zach. And certainly, the thing is that Christianity is under attack today. This is what the average Christian doesn't understand. The people on the other side, there are not very many of them, but they're very well organized and they're very well financed. And they have friends, certainly many times, at the highest levels of our military. Would that be a fair statement, would you say?
Well, the highest levels of our military, I'm afraid, are now under the impulse of the Obama administration. And now he's been in office for about 6 years. He's promoted the people that he wants into positions that support, for example, homosexuality in the military. One of his Pentagon bureaucrats, Jay Johnson, who's a lawyer, is an Obama flunky who was put in charge of military personnel policy, and he wrote a policy saying that chapel buildings in all 50 states, if it's on a military base, must be open to homosexual weddings. Even in states where gay marriage is illegal, it's okay to, in fact, the chaplain is required to turn over the keys to his chapel building for desecration with acts of sodomy performed on the Catholic or Protestant altar. Well, sadly, that deprives all of our service members of a sacred worship space where they can worship Jesus Christ that wasn't desecrated the day before by these Obama ceremonies in all 50 states. So we're petitioning Congress. Again, you can find that petition at faxcongress.com to protect military chapel buildings, and we will fax that to Congress on your behalf.
We sometimes, most people would think when they hear what you have to say, that say we live in a world gone mad. I don't think they're mad at all. I think the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing, and they're certainly energized by an intense hatred of Christianity. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, I try to discern the spirits that are inside of these people, and I don't necessarily blame, although they are responsible. I think there's a deeper spiritual problem inside of these people, and that is they cooperate with demonic spirits, that they are ruled by the devil, that every time they sin, it's not enough for them to personally sin. They have to persecute others who choose not to sin. They have to persecute Christians for daring to live a holy lifestyle, and that's why, for example, here in Colorado, they're threatening a one-year jail term for a Christian baker, Jack Phillips. Why? Because the baker refused to make a homosexual wedding cake for a gay couple that got married in Massachusetts. Well, good grief. They got to come all the way to Colorado to sue this guy and try to put him in jail. They're forcing us now to endorse their agenda. They're promoting it in public schools. They're promoting it, of course, in the national media, in the politics, and they're trying to recruit your children into this. And if they don't pass a repeal, I know this week the Supreme Court is going to rule on gay marriage in a couple of cases, but if they don't get their way this year, they're going to come back next year and try to change the law by passing ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which really is just going to punish Christian employers if they refuse to hire or choose to fire homosexuals.
And, Chris, basically, many times homosexuals would be good workers. But basically, of course, you might have a homosexual that's a bad worker, but you'd be afraid to fire him because you could be accused of being discriminatory. We live in a world gone mad, and certainly it's so vitally important, I believe, that people understand. And I think Gordon is absolutely right. This is a spiritual battle, and there are demonic forces out there. This is not imaginary. This is very real. These people know exactly what they're doing. And the fact that most people don't, or they've never been told this in church, shows how powerful the people on the other side are. Well, Gordon, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us. I'd like you to just give your parting thoughts to our listeners.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, and God bless your listeners in Jesus' name. As a former Navy chaplain, I did take a stand for religious freedom. Not just for myself, but for all chaplains to be allowed to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. And thank God we helped change the law. Even though that cost my career, and I lost a 16-year career, I lost a $1 million pension, it caused a revival across America. When Americans signed a petition to demand the freedom to pray in Jesus' name, I think that's a good sign. I see hopes for revival in America. I've preached in 28 states across America. I want to come to your church. I want to come to your state, and I want to hit all 50 states. So please invite me to speak to your church. You can do that through our website, prayinjesusname.org. Again, that's prayinjesusname.org. Or you can call me toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Again, that phone number is 866-OBEY-GOD. You can call me personally, and we can schedule something. Until then, I pray that everyone will sign our petitions or at least join our free email list. You can get a daily email alert if you just visit our website, prayinjesusname.org, and sign any pre-petition or just subscribe to our email list.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing. I think it's so vitally important, and certainly would like to get you onto our other programs. I don't know. You probably don't know anything about me, but I'm 84. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon after half a century practicing medicine while I retired, and now I'm doing this 5 hours a day. But we do have four different networks, and I will contact you because I want to get your message out to our listeners out across America, and I have the greatest admiration. You're certainly the person who doesn't do something logical. Logical people, you know, would keep their pension, would be quiet, and just go along with the system. I admire you for having the courage to speak out and for doing what was right when the web was expedient. So God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us. We'll certainly look forward to having you on our other programs. We'll be calling you very soon about that.
Thank you, Doctor. I look forward to that. Call me anytime, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Have
Bye-bye.
A good night.
Bye-bye.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Gordon, and because I think he's a very courageous man, and if you'd like to get in touch with him, why, it's good. Their telephone number is 866-OBEY-GOD. 866-OBEY-GOD, and certainly their website is Pray in Jesus' Name, Pray in Jesus' Name. And certainly if you'd like to go there, you can even get a regular daily email. And they're trying to lead certainly a revival in America. They believe, as I do, that the only hope for America is revival, because otherwise America is doomed. Well, my job is, of course, to get the information out. And again, that number is 866-OBEY-GOD, 866-OBEY-GOD. And I'm going to get Gordon onto all of our other networks because I think his message is important. And, of course, basically, we hope, of course, many of you will want to help us maintain our four networks. We have four networks we do every week. And basically, of course, we have 5 hours a day and three networks during the weekdays, one network on the weekend. But we do need your help to maintain them. It's an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can get our books, you can get our DVDs, you can get material. You can listen to our radio programs there on the internet at radioliberty.com. And we have a number of essays that are there at my website, a number of links to other ministries we think are well worthwhile, and we hope that you will want to go to. So remember again our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you would like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest Brotherhood of Darkness. It's an important book. It will give you insight into what's going on. We hope that you'll want to get, certainly, Father Malachi Martin's material. It's a four CD set called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. We hope you'll want to get my interview with the ambassador, Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time. We brought Fidel Castro to power. The DVD is entitled The World Revolution, and you'll basically find out that our government knew Fidel was a communist. We've always helped communists. We put Fidel Castro in power. Why? So we'd have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. You see, look at that bad guy down there. And of course, but Fidel is in very close relationships with David Rockefeller. In fact, David's daughters go down to see Fidel on a regular basis, if you don't believe that. We have David Rockefeller's memoirs. You need to get the book. Memoirs by David Rockefeller is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then if you don't believe there's a secret cabal out there, you want to read page 405 of David Rockefeller's memoirs. Glenn Beck actually quoted them on his Fox television program just before they fired Glenn Beck. But basically, David Rockefeller says, you know, these crazy right-wingers, they believe my family and I are part of a secret cabal, actually, you know, working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and political structure. And if that's the charge, I'm guilty, and I'm proud of it. Those are his words, ladies and gentlemen, not mine. David Rockefeller, the richest man in the world, or do you think that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest men in the world? Of course not. The Rockefellers have trillions of dollars, and basically they interlock with the six major corporations that control the media here. And in the United States, they control 90% of the media. The banks that they interlock with, certainly there are six banks that control 69% of all the financial assets in the United States. They interlock with the Rockefellers and the people from the Council on Foreign Relations, interlocking directorates. And nobody's going to tell you these things except us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and protection, 800-544-8927.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 20th of June. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, wanting to teach others what is happening around us, to us, with us, barely for us. But I thank you very much for joining us today. We've got lots to talk about. What if I were to tell you that one state